Boop, beep, 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 beep. Beep,
beep. That's him hacking his way out. Beep, boop. DJ Shot Money. Beep,
beep, beep. Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison, or a $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Put your hands together like this, like this. Say it. I know you've heard the good news. The King has come. SIC, lift it up. We found the star. It shines so bright with love. Hold it up, let them know. He's come with great joy.
We got to tell the whole world Jesus is born. Praise God. God bless you. And good morning, Brightsiders, Brightside listeners, Brightside family, Brightside visitors, Brightside guests. Welcome, welcome to everyone. So glad to be back and on the air with you today. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. How about that? And here you are. We are here together to hear the music that has the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do, and we do that for you. Yes, that you might have a joyous day, a blessed day, that you might be in the presence of God with the message of his love, redeeming love, saving love, forgiving love, eternal love, unconditional love. Well, nothing we have to do to earn it. The word of God in Romans tells us there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing done, nothing present, nothing past, nothing to come, no height, no depth, nothing can separate us from that love. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And so we rejoice and celebrate the love of God. And if you're going through one of those dark soul seasons of the soul, dark nights of the soul, that's all right, because our beloved, let me tell you, we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but he's right there. Yes, he is. He's there, too. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So when we go through the dark times, he's there. And when we're in the high mountains, he's there. When we're in the fiery furnace, he's there. When we are in the storm of life, he's there. Oh, my God. Who wouldn't love and serve a God like that? Amen? I know I'm right about it. Yes, beloved, and that's why we come and do what we do. We bring the music to you. Hallelujah. Get the heart, the mind, the soul right today. All right. Listen, we started off this set with Go Tell It on the Mountain. Go Tell It. That was a rendition by Sunday Choir. And Yes, we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ on last week, but we still celebrate him every day like no other. Amen, like no other. And so we're going to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll lift others up. Amen. And all will be drawn up with me. All right, so that's how we roll. I got more music like this, more music for the heart to minister to the heart, the mind, and the soul this morning. Joy to the World by the Meliswe Brothers. I saw a clip of them when they were little boys and they were on talent show with what's his name? Oh my God, the Family Feud guy. My mom loves him. Steve Harvey, yes. And they were little boys and they blew it out of the water with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So I had to look them up and they've grown up quite a bit since then. And it was just, I think it was Lifetime at the Apollo, Showtime at the Apollo, something like, yeah, it was Showtime, not Lifetime. But that's where I was introduced to them as they were little boys, but they're grown up men now. And they've got a rendition of Joy to the World you just want to hear. Also after that, we have Make Room by Writing Rounds. Unto us a child is born, B.B. and C.C. Winans. His name is Jesus, Fred Hammond. Jesus, what a wonderful child. The Collective, Emmanuel, Minister Norman Hutchins, and We Adore You, J.J. Hairston featuring Melvin Crispell III. Yes, beloved, that's our lineup. Seven songs back to back, 31 minutes of music. Hallelujah, with the message to the heart, the mind, and the soul. Joy to the world. Make room. Unto us a child is born. His name is Jesus. What a wonderful child. Emmanuel. We adore you. After that, beloved, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You don't go nowhere. You stay right here on WGXC.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him. Yes.
would find you. Here now I behold your glory, staring at the promised one. Now I see the word fulfilled. God has come, he has come.
We will make room for
you. We will make room for you, Jesus.
We will make room for
you. We will make room, Lord.
Let every heart prepare him room. He came for the ones he's coming soon.
Have your way. We will.
once again to the time of the year where we celebrate. So let our hearts fill with holly, let's clap and rejoice, for the birth of the Lamb is why we dance. So with gladness we proclaim the victory is won. Yeah. Salvation, glory, and honor God has given us his Son, and the name is called. Laid eyes on the child, they worship the baby. So let us do the same thing, lift our hands and adore, for you know that is worthy. So let gladness rule our heart, for the victory is won. Salvation, glory, and honor God has sent to us his Son, and his name is called Counselor. The victory is won, yeah. Salvation, glory, and honor God has given us his Son, and his name is called
Jesus.
Say it again,
Jesus.
One more time,
Jesus.
Say
his name is called
born
Jesus
in Bethlehem.
Jesus,
hey.
He will rescue us from our sin.
Can we
Jesus. So holy, making mine. New life, new hope to all it brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory to the King. What a wonderful child. Oh, what a wonderful world. Wonderful child.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go there and find the bright side somewhere, go to the search bar, yes, and type in there's a bright side. Type in Pastor Kim Singletary Pass. Type in the date. You can replay all of this good, good, and bless the heart and the mind or soul of someone you love with the bright side. This is listener supported radio, and we have bandwidth, broadband with streaming from Poughkeepsie to Albany, Troy, and beyond. Yes, beloved, even worldwide at WGXC.org. So tune in, all right? And you do that, you be blessed, and you bless somebody else. Remember, we are listener-supported radio. You can go to WGXC.org/donate. Make a contribution if you want to help support what we do. And what we do for you. Bring you the music with the message.
You don't have to worry, my friend.
Emmanuel.
We of a triumph. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life. You got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Thank you. Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my redeemer. He's my savior.
Emmanuel.
Some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Are there any worshipers in the room? Can you lift your hands and begin to start giving them glory now? Don't just lift your hands. Open your mouth and bless them.
Hallelujah. Fill his hands with glory. You're worthy.
Oh, come all ye faithful, triumphing, oh,
Christ the Lord, we adore you, O Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. I adore him. Oh, my God, I give God praise for him. Jesus Christ the Lord. He came and he's coming again. Be rapture ready, beloved. Be rapture ready. Okay? Hey, so listen, I got my spiritual social commentary for today, the last Sunday of 2024. Can you believe it? Just a few days left to 2024. But you know what, beloved? And my prayer is that in these remaining days, the blessings that God had ordained for you, the open opportunity and doors that God has for you, that before the year ends, whatever standing in the way, whatever obstacles there are, man or demon, that the Lord will allow and give you grace to prevail. Hallelujah. And that you overcome and go into the new year is exactly where God wants you to be. That's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for me. Amen. Well, beloved, listen, I want to talk a little bit about light. All right. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. The light. We celebrated Christmas. We're in the season called Christmas Tide. Also in the season of Hanukkah, and also in the season and celebration of Kwanzaa. When I went to my friend Google, he talked about the two winter holidays, but there are three. And, not going to get into, you know, how come Kwanzaa seems to be overlooked by Google, but yes, there are three celebrations, winter celebrations in the month of December in this year. And all of these celebrations have a significant emphasis and focus on light. They're celebrated with light. As you know, in Hanukkah tradition, there is the menorah where a candle is lit every day for 8 days. And in the Kwanzaa tradition, there's a candle that is lit every day for 7 days. And of course, on Christmas, the light to shine from above is that first light. Amen. So another 8 days of light. Lighting candles, and you know, we celebrate with all the decorations and the lights, all fixtures all around. And but do you know that Hanukkah is not a major Jewish holiday based on Jewish tradition? I was reading, and it said that in what I was reading, the why Hanukkah is actually a minor holiday by from my Jewish learning online. It said that while it is widely observed, that it is a relatively minor holiday from the perspective of the Jewish tradition, and its importance magnified in large part due to its proximity to another major December holiday celebrated that features lights and gifts. Isn't that an interesting connection? Hallelujah. Well, the Hanukkah tradition is a celebration of the triumph, the victory of the Maccabees who went to war against the Syrian Greek army and subsequently reclaimed Judea and Jerusalem and the Holy Temple. And the menorah, the lamp that they used to light the temple, had only oil for 1 day, and by miracle, it lasted for 8 days. And so that was the focus in the genesis of the tradition of Hanukkah. That is celebrated and being celebrated right now. Praise the Lord. This emphasis, this focus on light, letting the light shine brightly. Praise be to God. Well, I want to talk about letting the light of Christ shine brightly. And I don't have a lot of time, so I got a lot to compile. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, hallelujah, speaking to Jesus's disciples and followers, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. The light just shines in us because of the light of Christ. He says, don't hide it under a bushel. Don't dim it, but let your light shine. Let good works shine and let people glorify God because of the light that is shining on you. Hallelujah, somebody. That's a good way to go out of 2024 and a good way to go into 2025, to recognize the power of the light and the source of the light, that the light is Jesus Christ. It's not our own, but He gives us of His light, and His light lights up, hallelujah, even in the midst of darkness. In John 8:12, it tells us that Jesus is the light of the world, beloved. And when we accept Him as Lord and Savior, His light begins to illuminate our hearts and our minds. It is a game changer. It is a life changer, beloved, when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives. It dispels the darkness of sin and gives clarity in times of confusion. It is a light that offers hope to the weary and to the troubled. Hallelujah. This light of Jesus the Christ. He says, let your light shine and let it shine boldly. Jesus says a lamp that is lit is not to be hidden under a bowl, but is to be placed where it can give light to everyone. In this world where there's so much fear and there's compromise and there's temptation and there's pressure for us as Christians to dim our lights. Don't talk about Jesus Christ at work. Don't talk about Jesus Christ at school. Don't talk. Come on here, somebody. Amen. But He says, let your light shine. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light and make a commitment. Make a commitment to live as children of light. Amen. Beloved, I've received a commitment and the call. Hallelujah. To make the commitment to let my light shine in 2025. As we go into this new year, let us not be ashamed of our faith. Let us stand firm in the love and the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. The adversary wants to malign and persecute and diminish and make minimal, bring all kind of substitutes in, or attempt to be substitutes, but nothing can replace the true light, hallelujah, that shines so brightly in our lives. Let us go forth with a commitment to let our lights in Jesus Christ shine wherever we go. Hallelujah. As we leave out 2024 and go into 2025. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. Hallelujah. And let's do it. We got more music for you before we get ready to get up out of here. And so we want to bring that to you. Yes, we got Bishop Clarence McClendon, hallelujah, with Crown Him Lord of All. How about that? Yes, beloved, we crown him. He is the Lord of all. You know, when he hung on Calvary and they put a crown of thorns on his head, they thought they were mocking him, but the joke was on them. He is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the light of the world. Somebody asked me how I know, my God, I don't have time to tell it all. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, find out for yourself. All you got to do is invite him in. Say, Lord, I invite you into my life. I want to know you as Lord and Savior and King. I want to know you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I've been sitting on the throne of my life trying to run it my way, and I'm running it into the ground. But God, I heard that you have a way of making a way where there seemed to be no way. Make me a new creature, a new creation in Christ. I don't want to go into the new year the same way I've been. I want to win. I want to win. Amen, somebody. You invite Jesus Christ into your life, it is life-changing. And it is a game changer. Praise be to God. Oh, my Lord. We're getting ready for this new year, this new administration, this new time. But guess what, beloved? It is not new to God. He already knows the end from the beginning. He already told us what time it is. All we got to do is take a look in the book. How about that? How about that? Listen, if you want to get connected, there are so many wonderful congregations in the area. And certainly you can reach out to us at The Bright Side. You can reach out to Pastor Kim. You can go to the www.omichurch.com website and you can find out how to reach out to us. We're here serving in the community, lifting up the name of Jesus and lifting up people in his name. How about that? He's the one who reaches low and lifts us high. I love him. I love him. I love him. And guess what? He loves you. He loves me too. He loves us all. Yes, he does. I want to say happy Christmas Tide, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy birthday, December babies. If you're closing out the month and celebrating your birthday, you're closing out the month and celebrating your love. Happy anniversary to all you December lovers. And listen, I pray for you if you're sick and you're shut in, if you're lost and lonely and confused, if you're depressed or stressed, you're grieved and bereaved. I pray for you. I pray for you. I ask the Lord to bless you. Ask God to let his presence be made known and real to you. I pray a new year prayer for you. Hallelujah. And that you will have the grace of God, the grace to increase, the grace of healing, the grace of favor, the grace of wisdom and power and might in the Spirit of God as you go into 2025. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. Stick with God. He will take care of you. No matter how dark the clouds may be, how great a day, you remember there is a bright side somewhere. You don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is always there. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, we're getting ready to leave up out of here today, but we're not going to leave you without one more song as we get ready to go. And it is called The Lover's Holiday, because this holiday is all about the love. How about that, beloved? Share a little love. Share a little love. It's all about the love. God bless you. God keep you till we meet or speak again.
Today is a day of peace. It's a time when we forget about ourselves and go and help somebody else. What day is it, fellas?
Love's holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Give some love away.
Touch somebody.
Touch somebody's life, yeah, in a special way.
Let me hear you say joy.
Joy to the world.
Ooh, yeah.
All the boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
Touch somebody.
Time, you know, it's here, that special time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Since